Shopping for holiday gifts? You can't go wrong with Raycon wireless earbuds. Amazing audio quality, a 32-hour battery life, and three new sound profiles so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And has the jury reached a verdict as to each count of the information?
Yes, we have, Doc.
May the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Justice!
They called him a chaos tourist, said he was on a mission of vigilante justice, that he had gone to do the work of the police and taken the law into his own hands, and that he should be found guilty of homicide. He was not guilty on all charges.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You have the Democrats, the responsible parent, telling you to be decent to people who are different from you and take care of the earth. And
am I cool, kids?
No.
Good, I'm glad. And that's what makes me cool. Not caring, right?
No.
Well, how do you be cool? I feel like we've tried everything here.
And then there's the other parent, the YOLO parent. The Republicans, who let you stay up all night and eat Snickers for dinner.
Can I slug off school tomorrow? Got a pain in me gulliver.
I'm living in a cuckoo clock.
And if you can believe it, it's a Friday once again.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The president has issued a statement, or his office has issued a statement. While the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, at first I thought he said confused, but I misread it.
Where is everybody?
He's always confused.
I don't know what the hell's going on here.
No, yeah, obviously not. While the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, we must acknowledge that the jury has spoken. Okay, that's the most he can... by the way, he said he hasn't watched the trial.
Did he actually say myself included in that statement?
Yes, he did.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
He's angry. He didn't watch the trial, but he's angry. Okay. That's good to know.
What's that all about?
At least Obama used to say, I don't know anything until the paper hits the front steps in the morning. I mean, this guy, he's not even pretending to read the newspapers or keep up with stuff, but he's still very angry about what happened. Okay, that's good to know. Happy birthday tomorrow, Dementia Joe. 79 going on 153. All right, time now for the chump line.
Nick Sandman got $250 million from the media for defamation lawsuit. Kyle Rittenhouse, hold my beer.
I don't know if he got that much, but he got something from them. And he wrote a piece, I think, for the Daily Mail earlier this week saying, basically saying, hold my beer. Yeah, you're right. And the Babylon Bee just put out a funny headline. It said, Nick Sandman, Kyle Rittenhouse, to assume joint custody of CNN. How about CBS, by the way? CBS last week put out a tweet saying, Kyle Rittenhouse, who murdered two men. They didn't say he killed two men. They said he murdered two men. I mean, is it ignorance, or are they just demented leftists? Or is it both? I think it's probably a combination thereof.
Hey, MSNBC, they got a verdict in. You might want to turn on Fox News.
MSNBC is angry and concerned, and Joy Reid is confused about the white supremacist. And he was weeping the white man tears again today after he found out he wasn't going to have to spend the rest of his life in prison. White man tears. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, breathing a big sigh of relief now that the raging debate within Emmanuel Macron's government is over. Finally, the French flag has a new shade of blue. Goodbye, cornflower. Hello, Navy. Next debate, is blue cheese really blue or is it green?
The Democrats and the mainstream media are going to portray the impending riots in Kenosha as a result of the Rittenhouse acquittal as good for the economy because stores like Lowe's and Home Depot and Lumberyards will be selling out of 2x4s and plywood like never before.
You know what? I think they're already sold out of 2x4s and plywoods, or they were earlier this year for a while. The supply may have been somewhat restocked, but now there's going to be a run on it again. I dare say you're right about that.
I guess we're now going to find out how CNN and MSNBC takes their beat now.
I'm going to guess not well. I'm going to guess they're going to whine.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the various sectors of the community to recognize and understand how serious the loss of TCI is. I met this fisherman the other day, and it was like hugging a mountain. His sons were spectacular football players, and the loss of the TCI ruined their lives. He said it was the worst thing to happen since the end of the mask mandate.
We're still reveling in the defeat of Charlie Parker and his attempt to beggar the motorists of Massachusetts, but it's been kind of overshadowed today by this national story. By the way, I was just looking around. I'd read it earlier. Letitia James. Now, we owe her a debt of gratitude for taking out Andrew the Perv Cuomo, but she is now running for governor of New York, and this is the statement she issued today from Albany about the verdict. This is a dark day for our justice system. As a lawyer, I respect jury verdicts, but this is yet another reminder that our system needs to be uprooted and reformed. Well, if you want the system uprooted, how much can you respect it? Is it just me, or does that tweet not seem to make a lot of sense?
So, Biden's getting a colonoscopy today, huh? Well, we've been getting one since January 20th of this year.
I hadn't thought of it, but that's a good way to put it. Not a very pleasant way to put it, but accurate indeed.
Everyone knows Pinocchio, but does anyone know he has a twin sister named Pisacchio?
Yeah, she didn't respond today on camera to the verdict. It was although granted it was coming in while she was holding her press quote unquote briefing, but she's the one I guess who came up with this statement that he's angry and concerned. By the way, did you see yesterday? She said sometimes she gets hot because she's Irish. I don't appreciate this ethnic stereotyping. And by the way, what part of Ireland do the Pisacchis come from?
How long before the lefties in Kenosha erect a Rosenbaum statue?
I shudder to think what the Rosenbaum statue will be doing.
Joe Biden here. I don't know much about the case, but the jury acted stupidly. And if I had a son, he'd be just like Rosenbaum. Oh, wait, I do. And he is. No joke.
I think that's the Chump Line message of the week, right there.
To the prosecutors in the Rittenhouse trial, it's going to be okay. Hey, everyone takes a beating.
Could we have the not the lunch bucket or lunch boxes version, but could we have the Goodfellas version, the Henry Hill version of everybody takes a beating? I think it's appropriate for the moment.
Every once in a while, I'd have to take a beating, but by then I didn't care. The way I saw it, everybody takes a beating sometime.
He's right about that, but you know, the thing is, not all of us have to take a beating on national TV. That's what the prosecutors are taking right now. live.
Loving. Did you see they're taking down another Thomas Jefferson statue? This all could have been avoided if you're only as smart as me. Whenever the slavery topic came up, he could have just said, "Not my lane."
Yeah, John Kerry doesn't want to talk about slavery, slave labor in China, or concentration camps for Muslims, because as the secretary just said, it's not his lane. He's only here to discuss climate change.
We now have Kamala Harris commenting on the Rittenhouse trial.
You're kidding.
About the verdict, and the verdict really speaks for itself. As many of you know, I've spent a majority of my career working to make the criminal justice system more equitable, and clearly there's a lot more work to do.
She said it speaks for itself, which is self-evident, obvious.
And then she said, I've spent a majority of my life trying to make the justice system more equitable. Then something to the effect of this wasn't, or there's still more work to be done.
In other words, it was as meaningless as her statement in Paris, where she said we all have to work.
Anytime
together.
She doesn't laugh, it's a good statement.
Boy, how could she have been elected district attorney of San Francisco and then attorney general of California? She knows as much about the law as the prosecutors in Kenosha.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
As a lawyer, I respect jury verdicts, says Letitia James, the AG of New York. But this is another reminder that our system needs to be uprooted and reformed. If we had more time, Taylor, we could do a top 10 list of the stupidest things people said here today so far. But it's really a horse race between everybody. De Blasio, Cuomo, Biden, Letitia James, Kamala Harris, Jerry Nadler wanting an investigation. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday and leave your message at 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. There will be another Chump Line posted. We call it Chop Chumps around 7 o'clock tonight. All the messages that didn't make the Chump Line, I assume there's a bunch of them today. It's a big day for the Chump Line, a big day for news. Check out Chopped Chumps tonight around 7 o'clock, and you can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, breathing a big sigh of relief now that the raging debate within Emmanuel Macron's government is over. Finally, the French flag has a new shade of blue. Goodbye, cornflower. Hello, Navy. Next debate, is blue cheese really blue or is it green?
Hey, MSNBC, they got a verdict in. You might want to turn on Fox News.
Oh, it was a good Chump Line today. That wasn't even the best one, in my opinion. The holidays are meant for spending quality time over the table with loved ones. Cooking with HelloFresh allows me to do just that. Their recipes take about 30 minutes to make, so I get to spend less time chopping veggies and more time catching up with family and friends. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to your doorstep once a week. It's always a happy occasion when you come back and you see that blue box out front. And that means you don't need to set foot in a grocery store, let alone wait in long, crowded shopping lines, especially now that we're entering the holiday season. The holiday season! Plus, there's no wasting money on excess food. With farm-fresh produce and 50 ever-changing weekly menu and market items, you can't beat the quality, variety, and convenience. This is from Patrice from Arlington, one of our regular listeners who's become a HelloFresh fan. Got HelloFresh cheddar broccoli soup for the first time. Another big wow. Had it the last two nights. Also got the pumpkin cookie dough cookies with cream cheese flavored chips. Haven't baked them yet. Package says safe to eat raw, so that's what I've been doing. Can attest that they are very yummy unbaked. It's great. I mean, again, Patrice has been trying all kinds of new stuff that she never would have tried before, just like you, Taylor, right?
Just like me, all kinds of things. I'm a little more adventurous than you, though, Howie, but we've got to get you trying some new things. You're sticking to the standards on HelloFresh, the hits. You got to go off the beaten path a little bit.
I know. I'm going to try those Korean meatballs at some point. Quick and easy meals and 10 to 15-minute recipes make for fast and fuss-free weeknight dinners with the entire family. Delicious recipes like mozzarella and herb chicken and epic nacho mac and cheese are a hit for parents and kids alike. This holiday season, I'm also looking forward to the apple ginger crisp, ginger-spiced cake truffles, and more delicious goodies from HelloFresh, like that pumpkin cookie dough cookies that Patrice was talking about. Anyway, if you want to get involved and have some of these great meals like Taylor and me and Patrice, go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 for 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
Protecting my family is my duty, but I want to do it safely and with minimal consequence on my family's life. Thankfully, the people at Taser believe that safer self-defense is possible. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie, spelled TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Were you surprised Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty on all five counts?
Yes, I was.
40% say they were surprised.
All right. By the way, I knew this was, I should have known it was coming, but I just read a tweet from a guy who was thrown out of a school, shall we say, for doing some bad things to people in the school of the opposite gender, shall we say. And he's very shocked at this verdict, shocked. And I won't name him. I won't name the guy, but there you have it. And a state rep from Rhode Island is, it's David Morales. If a 17-year-old person of color crossed state lines, armed himself with an illegally acquired assault weapon, and murdered two people, how many mistakes can he make in that? I mean, this guy is still writing this, David Morales. They would be in prison for life without parole or the death penalty. He murdered two people. Legally acquired assault weapon, cross state lines. None of that's true. Let's have a mashup. This is from Matt Taibbi at Substack. He put this together. This is the crossing state lines lie, repeated over and over by the media.
House was just 17 years old when he drove across state lines to Kenosha, Wisconsin. The teenager drove from his home in Illinois,
approximately 1 mile to Wisconsin,
across state lines, driving across state borders. He's driving across state lines,
across the state line, across state lines,
across state lines,
across state lines.
If you look at the Rittenhouse case, he crossed state lines,
drives up to events,
across state lines,
came across state lines.
Kyle Rittenhouse, who traveled across state lines
from out of state, out of his own state,
came across state borders. Whenever you have a situation where a 17-year-old is crossing state lines,
white teenager,
he crosses a state line, drives 30 minutes into Kenosha.
Remember, he came across the line.
He crossed state lines.
Cross state lines.
Across state lines.
He crossed state lines.
Kyle Rittenhouse, who crossed state lines,
came across
state lines.
Cross state lines.
He went across state lines.
Cross state lines.
Cross state lines.
And cross state lines.
A 17-year-old kid from out of state.
He from makes out of state.
All cross state lines.
Cross state lines.
Cross state.
Do you begin to detect a pattern here? He had a job as a lifeguard in Kenosha. His father and his grandmother, aunt, uncle, cousins were all from Kenosha. He stayed behind after he finished his shift to help clean graffiti that had been left behind by the rioters and looters. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
207 says, is it now illegal to cross state lines? And by the way, he only crossed one. He crossed from Illinois to Wisconsin. That's one state line that he crossed. It's okay. It's okay to come into the country, you know, with whatever. You know, there's 100,000 people dead this year from fentanyl overdoses. All of it, most of it manufactured in China. Most of it came across the southern border. Most of it peddled by illegal aliens. It's okay to cross any kind of southern borders, national borders, international borders. But crossing the state line, boy, you better not do that. 844-500-4242. Time now, as it is every Friday evening at this time, for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
And if you cross state lines, then the Federal Bureau of Dirty Tricks can get involved in the investigation. Every week at this time, every Friday evening, we do Police Blotter Facts Friday. It's our segment. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper, or increasingly the internet. That's where most of them come from now. And some papers have the police logs or police blotters that the police departments themselves write, or it can be a standalone story about the local constabulary. It just has to be kind of humorous or funny. We ask you to send them to grace@howiecarshow.com. Grace is off this week. She just got married. She's on her honeymoon. But send all your Police Blotter Facts Friday entries to grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read what we consider the best entries of the week, the funniest entries of the week, and the two best entries of the week, in our opinion, get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Taylor?
This week, they will get a copy of your book, What Really Happened.
All right, so let's go to Police Blotter Facts Friday, and we'll get back to talking about the Rittenhouse verdict today at the top of the hour. But we just want to take a little break from the breaking news.
These are the runners-up. They do not win any prizes, but we thank them for submitting these stories anyway. After a 52-year chase, authorities ID the man behind an infamous Ohio bank heist. And this actually has some local connections, Howie.
Yes, I saw this. He's from Linfield.
Theodore John Conrad was only 20 years old when he robbed the Society National Bank in Cleveland in 1969 on July 11th, according to the U.S. Marshals Service. Conrad worked as a teller at the bank, and on the day of the robbery, he stashed $215,000, accounting for inflation that's around $1.7 million today. He put it in a paper bag and walked out the door. He did not show up for work on Monday. It was a Friday that he stole everything, so they didn't realize that the money was gone.
That was good thinking
Monday.
Right there.
It was. It wasn't until earlier this month that U.S. Marshals based in Cleveland discovered that a man named Thomas Randeal was in fact Conrad. Randeal lived in Linfield, Massachusetts, and had been living in a suburban neighborhood since the 70s until he died of lung cancer in May at the age of 71. Marshals said they made the discovery after matching paperwork that Conrad had filled out in the 60s with documents that Randeal had filled out later in life, including a 2014 filing for bankruptcy. So I guess that money didn't get him all the way through.
No, it didn't. And, you know, apparently the marshals, you know, you expect the marshals would have more success than the FBI, but apparently the marshals didn't find him either. He confessed on his deathbed to his family, and I guess the family went to the feds and told him about it. But my question is, how come Zip Connolly didn't make an identification? That's where the corrupt FBI agent Hitman you know, lived for all those years in Linfield. And he's the one who would identify Frank Salemi on the street in New York City. You think he could have spotted this guy in a much smaller town than New York City.
Maybe he did, but he won't tell us until he's on his deathbed, which the clock is ticking, Zip. How much time has he got?
February 17th is your drop-dead date, Zip. We're gonna send the Florida cops up to put the cuffs and the shackles on you. If you're not dead by then, you'll have to come back here to the shores of Lake Okeechobee.
Fake hitman website fools woman who is headed to jail. Wendy Lynn Wine, 52 years old, found Rent a Hitman online and filled out a form asking for
rent
help.
A hitman?
Rentahitman.com.
You don't have to go to the back of your local bar and meet this guy in the back booth anymore who turns out to be an undercover state cop. You can go online and get busted now?
Oh, yeah. Craigslist, I'm sure, is full of ads like this. She filled out a form asking for help killing her ex-husband. Unfortunately for her, the site is owned by... not a hitman, but computer professional Bob Inez, who initially launched it in 2005 to promote a hacking prevention business. Years later, he actually started checking out the inbox of the website, and he found a lot of requests from people thinking that it was a legitimate hitman website, and he's made the site into an obvious joke. But when he does get a request, he turns it over to police. So she put in
and then they send the undercover cops to the local bar. That's exactly what happened. Back booth.
The woman put in her service request on the site, and she said that her complaint was, you know, you get to fill out your complaint, that her ex had stolen $20,000 from her and said she didn't want to commit the crime herself. She said, quote, "I prefer not going to jail." Well, don't we all? She gave a detective after the website owner passed on the request to the local police. She gave a detective her ex's address and told them when and where he works and a $200 down payment. That's all it takes, I guess, on the $5,000 tab for the murder. They charged her. She pleaded guilty and could serve up to nine years.
Do you have to fill out like a multiple choice? Who is the person you want killed? Ex-husband? Boyfriend who jilted me.
I'm sure you do. Like, there's a whole box you have to fill out. Yeah, person you want killed. Upload a photo. Yeah. Date of birth. Your contact information. Their contact information.
Relative who will leave me money in the will. Could that be one of the options?
And of utmost importance, the credit card account information.
An expiration date and security.
Yes. U.S. tourists fined €800 for breaking into Colosseum for a beer.
The Colosseum in Rome?
The very same, Howie. Two American tourists have been fined after breaking into the Colosseum.
That's a cool place to go, but, you know, I wouldn't want to go there for a drink or anything.
Well, I mean, this is like a bucket list thing to do, to drink a beer inside the Colosseum, apparently, because it's not allowed. You can't bring any food or drink in there. The pair, aged 24 and 25, climbed onto the second tier of the monument in the early hours Monday morning, spotted about 5:30 a.m. chatting over their drinks by a passerby who alerted police. It's unclear how they managed to enter, which closes to the public at 4:30 p.m. The intruders told police they were just having a beer, but officers fined them €800 for illegally entering the archaeological site. No damage was caused, thank goodness.
I have no problem with that sentence.
The €800?
Yeah. They shouldn't have been in there. That's a historical location.
It's an expensive beer, though. Video shows buck taking shelter inside Michigan church on state's first day of hunting season. It's a very, very funny story.
It's a sanctuary church. You know, usually it's illegal aliens seeking sanctuary. Today it was a buck. I guess.
A big one, too. A 10-point buck sought sanctuary inside a southern Michigan church on opening day of the state's firearm deer hunting season. Pastors at Grace Christian Fellowship in Sturgis encountered the buck inside the church's auditorium on Monday before it leapt through a window and back into the wild. Pastors Amanda and Luke Eicher and Justin Wickey erected barricades in a hallway to try to keep the animal from the rest of the church. At one point, it climbed stairs into a balcony where they keep all the sound equipment. He ran around for a bit before climbing down the stairs and jumping out the window he originally came in.
It was okay as long as the buck didn't cross state lines.
He went in to pray for his safety so that he wouldn't face certain death at the hands
wild,
of a hunter.
Wildlife officials arrived with tasers, and the buck was heard to chant. Was the buck heard to chant anything before the wildlife officials?
Howie, we don't have to make up a taser story. We have one coming up.
Okay.
By the way, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Super Beets. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beets heart chews to your morning routine for heart-healthy energy. I just had a couple before I did Police Blotter Facts Friday. There's no caffeine crash. For our listeners only, you can get up to 45% off plus free shipping at superbeets.com/Howie. This is their best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie.
Men, don't you think it's an appropriate moment for you to thank me for leaving some Super Beets there for you in the studio when I returned
that
to
was,
Florida?
I thought that was just the Super Beets fairy that left those here. I didn't think that was you.
I am the Super Beets fairy.
Well, thanks for disillusioning me, but no, thank you very much for leaving the Super Beets here. We appreciate it. We've been consuming them all week. Man allegedly threatens to kill TSA agent after pleasuring himself in the nude. This is in Minneapolis. A Minneapolis man has been arrested for allegedly threatening to kill a TSA agent after stripping naked and masturbating in the airport. Frank Towers.
What the hell is wrong with the Minneapolis airport? This is where Senator Larry Craig was apprehended in the restroom way back when.
44-year-old Frank Towers has been charged with fourth-degree assault and threats of violence following the outburst in the check-in area at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport.
At least Senator Craig went into the men's room.
Didn't they have, like, a code word or something?
He said he was just picking up, some toilet paper, because when he sees toilet paper on the floor of the men's room, he just couldn't stand it having there, so he reached down to pick it up.
Sure.
Right, Senator Craig.
I don't know what that hole was doing there. Police saw Towers screaming that he was going to kill the TSA agent before he threw a stanchion line pole at airport employees, according to a criminal complaint. Yeah. When cops told him to move away, Towers allegedly refused and said he didn't have to because, quote, it's a free country. Police.
Yeah, that's what Senator Craig said, too.
Here's how free he found out it was. Police tased the man.
Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I didn't do anything!
After he started advancing on them despite repeated warnings to stop. Even after he was tasered, Towers allegedly tried to hit an officer, and it didn't work out in his favor.
See, usually sometimes they say, someone can stay in operation if he's wearing a heavy coat, the tase doesn't hit him. But in this case, he was nude, so how did he keep going? Do you think he had some substance inside him?
That's very possible. I know bigger guys can be a little bit more,
immune
and vulnerable to the taser. Yeah. Trucker, another naked man story. Trucker found naked at scene of suspected DUI crash.
Joe Biden only has one question, though. Was the trucker vaccinated?
And was the
That's
truck,
the only question we ask when it comes to, like, state police,
was the
correctional
truck manufactured
guards, nurses.
Was the truck manufactured after 2011?
Right. Was it emission compliant with the state of California laws?
The accident happened Friday, November 5th in Pennsylvania, just before 9 p.m. According to Trib Live, a motorist was driving along I-70 when he noticed a set of tracks veering off the highway and down an embankment. The man stopped his car and went over to follow the tracks and check on the driver. That's when he saw 26-year-old Aurelbis D. Cruz Iglesias standing outside of his rig, completely naked. The bystander contacted police, who arranged for Cruz Iglesias to be transported to a nearby hospital. At the hospital, Cruz Iglesias gave police a false name and age.
Kid, someone send this story to Tiffany Cross because she thinks the only people driving trucks are white guys over the age of 55 who voted for Trump.
Police later obtained the correct ID for an end age from Cruz Iglesias' trucking company. During a search of Cruz Iglesias' cab, police discovered a 9mm handgun, which Cruz Iglesias did not have a permit for.
That's a shocker. Did he have a CDL, though? I doubt he had that either.
Yeah, doesn't say in this story. We'll get back to the winners after we come back.
All right, 844-500-4242. And after we have the winners of Police Blotter Facts Friday, we'll go back to talking about Kyle Rittenhouse and the verdict today. Not guilty on all counts in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is across the state line from Antioch, Illinois. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. It's time for the winners in Police Blotter Facts Friday. And again, if you have an entry for next week, just send it to grace@howiecarshow.com. Email it to her, grace@howiecarshow.com. And you might be winning a nice prize in next week's Police Blotter Facts Friday. What do you got left, Taylor?
All right, we've got two great winners here. I'm being held hostage by a possum. That was what a woman in New Zealand told police when she was unpacking her car. She felt what she thought was a cat run up her leg. She pulled it off, realized it was a brush-tail possum, dropped it, ran inside her house, called the police. When the police came, even they were attacked by the possum. They were able to stun the animal by shining his flashlight in its eyes. They put it into a box and released it unharmed.
I thought they tased it. I thought the possum...
They did not tase the possum.
Possum didn't say, "Don't tase me, bro"?
No. No,
would you be more frightened of an attack by a possum or by a 10-point buck?
A 10-point buck, absolutely. A possum weighs nothing. And
yeah, but it might have rabies.
No, possums rarely have rabies.
Rarely?
Very rarely.
One's attacking
that's
me in the daytime. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, this is a great story. Attorney who thinks like a criminal is one himself. In 2014, Pittsburgh defense attorney Daniel Musick got internet famous with a YouTube video where he made some of these claims.
You need a lawyer who understands you and understands where you're coming from. Trust me, I may have a law degree, but I think like a criminal. Street knowledge.
Yeah, well, he has been arrested after a citywide sting. Musick pleaded guilty to conspiring to distribute marijuana in large volumes in the city. Essentially, authorities say his apartment amounted to a stash house. Musick got caught up in an FBI sting whose primary targets were large dealers. Nevertheless, he's now a bona fide felon and is suspended from practicing law.
Consequences. They sure suck, don't they? America was built on freedom, not on a bunch of people with more money than you telling you what you can and can't do with all their stupid laws. Laws are arbitrary.
I've known a couple of lawyers like that actually got busted, but they didn't advertise like that.
No, they didn't come out and say they think like criminals.
No, I didn't even know they were selling drugs till they got arrested. But this guy, he's new age, I guess. Just keep it up with the technology. Thank you, Taylor. That's it for Police Blotter Facts Friday. We'll be right back with more on the Rittenhouse verdict. I'm Howie Carr.